You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
What is wrong with the world? Many people are asking this question. Jesus has an answer.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and everlasting God, there are indeed many problems in the world. Help us to examine our own lives. Instead of complaining about our neighbors and the conditions around us, lead us to true repentance. Create in our hearts faith in your loving and gracious Son, Jesus. Help us always to desire to lead a life pleasing to you. In Jesus' precious and powerful name, amen. 40 years ago, World War II was just getting started. So great was the suffering, anguish, and loss of life which followed that when the war was ended, it was called the War to End All Wars. Following the terrible worldwide conflict, the United Nations was formed. Its purpose was to create peace and harmony among all nations. The United Nations Charter states that it was set up to save succeeding generations from the scourge of war and to promote social progress and better standards of life in larger freedom. With a war finished and an organization to create peace begun, people all over the world were encouraged. They dreamed of increasing prosperity, freedom from want and hunger, and of nations living at peace with one another. Today, 40 years later, these same dreams have become terrifying nightmares. Advanced technology has only made warring nations more effective in their killing. Men, women, and helpless children are starving to death by the millions. Those who survive frequently find themselves forced out into the open seas. Their chance for survival is only marginal. Even within the borders of the more advanced nations, it would be difficult to document that society itself is improving. Technology is certainly advancing rapidly, but the problems faced by individuals and the problems which exist between groups and organizations appear to be getting not better, but worse. In spite of the many social programs begun with good intentions, crime at every level is increasing. Statistics recently published by the Federal Bureau of Investigation are not only shocking, they are, in fact, totally unbelievable. The present level of 1 million violent crimes a year is 300,000 more than it was 10 years ago. The situation in our schools is incredible. Many frequently refer to schools nowadays as the blackboard jungle. Last year alone, children committed 9,000 rapes, 12,000 armed robberies, 204,000 aggravated assaults, and 100 murders. Is it any wonder that people are throwing up their hands and saying, "What is wrong with the world?" Is it any wonder that young people, those who should be filled with hope and idealism, are giving up because of their fear of the future? What is wrong with the world? Millions, even billions of dollars, have been spent to study this problem. literally scores of commissions and committees, have met to wrestle with the elusive dilemma. In the midst of all of the time, energy, and money being spent, it is time to call time out. It is time to listen to the Lord. It is time to see what Jesus said is wrong with the world. The clear and simple teaching of Jesus on this subject is recorded in the Gospel of Mark. Let me read it to you directly from the Bible. Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside a man can make him unclean by going into him. Rather, it is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean. From within," Jesus said, "out of men's hearts come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean." Jesus was answering a legalistic charge of the Pharisees. In so doing, he also proclaimed publicly the basic reason for the problems in our society and around the world. Man's heart, Jesus said, is evil. Our hearts are evil. My heart is evil. And as you listen today, your heart is evil. It is not the environment in which we live which causes us to be evil. It is not the food that we eat which corrupts us. As Jesus said, it is not that which goes into our bodies which makes us unclean. Our environment can certainly cause the evil seeds in our heart to grow. But the evils manifested in our society are a direct product of the evil nature of men's hearts. Jesus was not teaching anything new. He was giving his divine authority to the words of Jeremiah, who cried out, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" The writer of Ecclesiastes proclaimed, "This is the evil in everything that happens under the sun. The same destiny overtakes all. The hearts of men, moreover, are full of evil, and there is madness in their hearts while they live." The world is indeed in troubled times. Few people would deny this. Like anything else, before we prescribe a cure, we must understand the cause. Jesus was very clear on this. He said, "The problem comes from the evil springing out of man's heart." Jesus considered this teaching to be extremely important. That is why he said, "Listen to me, everyone, and understand this." As we listen to the living words of Jesus today, surely they should move us to sincere repentance. Instead of looking at others to blame, we must first take an honest look at ourselves. Oh, that the Holy Spirit would move all to cry out with the psalmist when he said, "Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquities, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." God waits to cleanse and heal the hearts of all those who turn to him in repentance. St. John assures us of the love of God when he says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." God is faithful. He promises to forgive all who turn to him in repentance. God loves you, no matter who you are. No matter what your past life has been, if you are bothered by sins of your past, let them torture you no longer. Confess them to your Heavenly Father. They have already been atoned for on the cross of Calvary. Jesus bled and died on the cross for your sins. You and I should have suffered and died, but Jesus went in our place. What an encouraging and faith-strengthening experience to sit down with the Bible and read about the ministry of Jesus. How he willingly gave his life for you and for me. What a gracious and loving person he is, even today. During his public ministry, he ministered to the physical needs of countless people. Those who were troubled in spirit came to him. Those who had been living an immoral life sought him out. They knew by faith that Jesus could heal them. They realized he could forgive all their sins. They also understood Jesus could give them the power to live a new life. Jesus has not changed. He now rules from his throne on high. He is busy ministering and healing all who come to him. The Holy Scriptures assure us that his angels are ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation. Let Jesus minister to you today. Approach him with a prayerful and repentant heart. Place your complete faith and trust in his divine power. When you do, the Holy Spirit will assure you that your sins are completely and totally forgiven. He will also give you strength to handle any difficulties or problems you may now be facing. How easy it is for us to condemn our neighbor, society, or the world in which we live. How easy it is just to sit back and to complain, "What is wrong with the world?" How convenient it is to lament that the world is going down the drain. How easy it is to be self-righteous and to condemn others. When we acknowledge that the living Word of God is true, this means that all of us, including myself, must hang our head in shame. We are all, every one of us, part of the mess. The depravity of our hearts has also contributed to the terrible conditions in the world. As G.K. Chesterton stated, "What is wrong with the world? I am wrong with the world." What must we do? As God the Holy Spirit enables us, we should expose ourselves to his living word. Attend church regularly. Go to Sunday school. Read our Bibles daily. Only the living word of God has the power to cleanse our hearts. Only his word has the power to assure us that our sins are forgiven. Only the Word of God has the power to strengthen us and to prepare us for any temptation we may encounter in the world. The supernatural and life-giving power of the Word of God is described by the writer of the book of Hebrews when he said, "For the Word that God speaks is alive and active. It cuts more keenly than a two-edged sword. It strikes through the place where the soul and spirit meet, to the innermost intimacies of a man's being. It exposes the very thoughts and motives of man's heart." Those who are born again experience the forgiving and healing power of Jesus. They have a new lease on life. Empowered by God the Holy Spirit, these individuals seek to help others. It is a love which cannot be contained. Even secular historians who have studied the early Christian church continue to marvel at the joyful zeal of the early believers. Let the power of God change your heart. Let the love of God in Jesus Christ change your life. Be a living witness for Jesus. As he ascended into heaven, Jesus told his followers that they would be his witnesses throughout the entire world. When you do this, you will no longer have to stand helplessly by and say, "What is wrong with the world?" God will then use you to change the hearts of other people. When hearts are changed, people are changed. And when people are changed, society is changed. Join a church where the true word of God is preached. Become involved in their evangelistic and social outreach programs. Become a Sunday school teacher. By doing this, you, by the power of the word of God, will help to formulate the hearts and minds of children, those who will be our leaders tomorrow. Volunteer to visit the homes of those who are still outside of the gracious saving faith. As God leads you, do all you can to support this worldwide gospel ministry with your prayers and with your financial gifts. I am fully aware, of course, that many and various programs have been instituted to improve society. We have spent billions for education, and yet even experts in education itself wonder what is being accomplished. Education without God is highly dubious. As C.S. Lewis has noted, this approach only helps make man a more clever devil. Even crime prevention and crime control without the intent of changing man's heart is questionable. Interesting approaches have been recently tried. One method was to take young people to prisons and to let them be spoken to and hollered at by tough and seasoned criminals. Such success was claimed that many state legislatures hurriedly allocated money for this program. Recent research, however, has demonstrated that this approach is questionable at best. At times, it even contributes to greater crime. People cannot be scared into straightening out their lives. Only the gospel can change the heart of an individual. In this new year, let us stop lamenting. What is wrong with the world? Let us first turn to the Lord with a repentant heart. Let us admit that we are part of the problem. Our hearts are evil. But God can change evil hearts. Only God can change the heart. No drugstore offers medicine to change hearts. Just as Jesus has healed people for centuries, He is still doing it today. Let Jesus heal you. Let Him forgive you. Let Him assure you that you are His, and that through faith, you can be with Him eternally. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, as we despair of the conditions around us, lead us first to examine our own hearts. Give us a repentant heart. Heal us. Restore our soul. And then, Lord, use us as a light to your world. Help us to witness to our friends and neighbors. Let your love shine through us to them. In Jesus' precious and powerful name we pray. Amen.